This is Scott Becker with the Private Equity Podcast. As always, we're talking for the CEO of a private equity funded company or for the CEO of a startup. And today's discussion is around this concept of building big armies and the Airbnb model. So one of the things I saw in the paper today is positive press about Airbnb having the most flexible of the models of the big sort of real estate companies. And the concept here, the big travel companies, the concept is they don't own hundreds of thousands of hotel rooms, or they own the technology and the logistics behind putting together owners and renters, owners and users. And the concept is they've not built this huge capital assets that's huge bricks and mortar. Rather, they're in the middle of it all. This is very similar. When I think about private equity sponsored companies and the CEOs of those, I see two different kinds of CEOs. There are those CEOs that are very focused on constant profitability and growth. There are those CEOs that are really focused on big growth. And I often see those CEOs focused on big growth. And there's an ego to this. There's sort of a push to this. There's a binary nature to this, trying to build big armies. We are not fans of this. This is the kind of company that when it goes great is going great. And you see all the press about it, you see all the stuff about it. And then all of a sudden you see they're laying off a fifth of the workforce, laying off a fourth of the workforce, they're laying off thousands of people. We've seen this a lot recently in the technology healthcare area. We see it a lot in a lot of businesses. And we're just not fans of building like this. If you have the ego that says you have to build big armies, well, maybe you ought to be in the military. The concept in reality is I want to build core things, elite teams, great people. I love the CEOs where everybody who was the first 100 employees the CEO interviewed or touched or knew where they were and stuff like that, wherever the number is. And where you avoid building workforces where you don't know what people are doing, you're just hoping if you collab enough people together, they'll do great things. I'm not a big fan of that. We're not a big fan of this concept of building big armies. We believe it leads to fragile companies where things go up and down. It can be very negative. So we try and avoid it. That's our concept today, is avoid the desire to build big armies unless you got a real specific purpose for that big army. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast.